Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. Get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break it
we share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Find It Out Friday, and I don't have to tell you, it is hot, and it's going to get hotter. We'd like to welcome you in. We have Tiffany with an eye coming on. She's talking about direction and thought, and Carmelita, our nature queen, will join us for the second segment. You know, it is hot out there. Millions of travelers, about 4,000 people that will be traveling through Los Angeles International Airport. You want to give yourself time to get there, not be rushed, and take you 10 pairs of masks. Okay, wear your mask. Okay, don't relax out there. And I'd like to say we need to send prayers for the persons in Northern California. They're experiencing the fires up there. And also, we want safety for goers that are at Burning Man. Okay? Didn't join you this year. Maybe I'll be there next year. But if you have not experienced that human connectivity, you must go. It is something to experience out there at Burning Man. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you get to your community needs, education, workshops, training, and basic skills for our youth. We move in many, in body and one in mind, to help you reach your goals out there. And I'd like to tell you what I found out before Tiffany with an eye comes on and join us. You know, we have a lot of energy moving out here, and it's time for us to form and structure. And we have to tap into our inner structure. You want to seek out your magic formulas, because we're all magical out here. And to seek out people who are going to bring out the best in you. The worst mistake that you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself to forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today, I'll start fresh from now, from this moment on. And that is the way we do it here. We stay happy, bright, and light. And keep in mind, when someone tells you no, show them that they should have said yes. You have to get out there and do it yourself. So let's get going here. Find it out. Friday, safe travels. Take some backup masks out there. Do not relax. Enjoy your holiday. We'll be back on Mind for Monday. And if we have not a lot of information for you, we'll have music for you to travel in by. So just listen to this. Welcome in. And Miss Tiffany with an eye. You know, if you keep yourself in tap and do your homework and listen and study with us over here about the planets and the stars, you won't have to ask yourself why. You'll already know why. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I correct it. I change it. And I complete it. On with us this evening with some thoughts and some directions. Tiffany with an eye, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well on this Friday evening. It was hot out there, but that was good. We had summer. We're actually having a summer.
Oh, yes. It's real hot. I have my ice block over here ready now. And I asked them to send prayers to the persons up north. They're experiencing the fires with so many evacuations and structures being harmed up there. And then we have the Burning Man event going on. The land is burning everywhere, but that is an event that is something to experience because it's total human connectivity over there. People are sharing. They're collaborating. They're going from tent to tent, fighting over the showers, those that want a shower. But it is a great experience out there in that desert. So maybe next year you and I go and a few others and see what we can find out there. To bring to persons. I did not want to attend this year, letting it settle back in, but it's burning all over the place. You know, we have the moon launch going on tomorrow, leaving Cape Canaveral on Saturday. They're launching to the moon. They tried on Monday, but I guess they had a few problems, so they had to push it back. But what do you think is going on? I know we're having 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, 10 retrogrades going on at the same time around here. Give us some information on that, Tess. Let us see what we're in store for. Can you share with us this evening?
Yes, I can. I did a little research myself, as we all are just researching on our own. We're not experts at this, but we're all sharing, and as we care for other people out there to discover, you know, themselves and to be the best that they can be. The moon is in Sagittarius. It'll go into Sagittarius, which is the first quarter moon, tomorrow. And so it'll wax through Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius. And its fullness will be in Pisces. So the 10th of September, we'll have a full moon in Pisces. So from September 3rd, to the 9th, you know, there'll be a spiritual awakening we'll experience and truth revelation. So all this stuff can't come at a better time because you are really going to find out, like you were talking about Burning Man and going to Burning Man. I mean, with the moon in Sagittarius during that time, it's really going to bring some truth revelation. So if you're at the Burning Man event, that's going to be very, very awakening, a very, very spiritual awakening. It's going to happen. And like it is happening and occurring with all of us, but definitely in that event, you'll, you know, be in touch with yourself a little bit more, I would say. Because it is, you know, it's one of those events that really keeps you in touch with yourself or gets you in touch with yourself, so... Then I found out that on the 10th, in the full moon of Pisces, we'll be in the 12th house, and there'll be a lot of completions. So to practice humility, step in your greatness, and see the bigger picture. So those are the things that will be happening. But it'll be in the full moon will be in the 12th house, which will be completing a lot of things. Then, as you mentioned, the retrogrades, I'll just tell you the six planets that are in retrograde in September. Mercury, Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. So when you mentioned the six, now I don't know all the dates, but I do know that Mars is in Gemini. Uranus is in Taurus, and I don't even know where Mars is in this picture, in this retrograde list. But we just have a lot going on. So from the 3rd to the 9th, just pay attention to your intuition. Can't stress that enough, because it's going to be a deep awakening of where we've been. We're going to probably go into thoughts of what didn't happen, what didn't occur, but we'll get answers to why, and we'll start releasing all that no longer serves us.
Wow. I like that idea. Releasing that that no longer serves us. And, you know, I read Oprah's old magazine, and I'll just sort of like paraphrase here, and it's something that struck me. And it said hatred and fear of change has led to wars and mass shootings and widespread despair. It's time for a massive perspective shift. That's what we're talking about. But that can only begin with one breakthrough at a time. So let's start small with ourselves and hope. What emerges is a collective aha moment, profound enough to help us find our way back to love, understanding, connection, and joy. And I mentioned that, and it seems to fit right in with all of these six things happening at the same time. That's going to be a lot of movement out there, Mercury, Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. And when it retrogrades and it starts moving back, we want to have everything in order. Now, we have talked a while about our planets, and we're not astrologers over here, but we do believe in astronomical events. Now, the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the L.A. Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetarium Society, they have what we call Star Party. And that Star Party happens one Saturday a month up there, an hour is from 2:15 to 9:45. If you have never experienced it, go up there. There's telescopes provided, and you get a lot of educational information and background. So we're talking about these things, and as I always say, you know, those stars are not just up there blinking. They're doing something up there. And with the retrograde, it impacts on relationships. And sometimes when we're in a relationship and we think we're eye to eye, this particular time with all these six retrogrades happening out here gives you an opportunity to reassess your relationship. So the Griffith Park Observatory houses this. And if you need to get information regarding the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, which can give you dates and events, I'm going to put this telephone number out there, 213-673-7355, okay? Again, 213-673-7355. The tickets for that event, not the Star Party, that's a free event, but there's a lot of things that are happening up there. And those tickets range from about $6 to $10, but it's very, very worth you taking the stand up there, because we're talking about this, and Tiffany mentioned the September 10th, you know, that's going to be that harvest moon. And then she moved into, on September 16th, Neptune. And when that's happening, the planet is going to appear brighter. It's going to be brighter. And September 26th, it's going to be in Jupiter. So we put this information out here to you. Like I said, we're not experts, but we do research. We know that it's important to become aware and also pass it on to you that, you know, just start branching out there, reaching out and seeing what's happening around you, because we're all connected to this universe here. So again, the LA Astronomical Society, the LA Sidewalk Astronomers, the Planetarium Society, they put on these star parties. If you have never witnessed one, please attend. You'll be in for a rude awakening. You want to see what's happening eye to eye and see how those planets are brightening and moving and how they're intertwining with one another. This is a serious good time, because things are getting ready, as Oprah stated, to make a shift, and we might as well be on the sled and moving with it and be able to, like, just blow with the winds, understand, not going crazy out here, because it's a lot of energy out here. And that's my little input on the stars and the planets and the moons. See, I've been doing some research over here, too, Tiffany, was it not?
Well, both of us together have been doing our research and, you know, getting that together for our listeners, which is important. You just have to know what's going on and have an understanding of the universe. And the universe is, there's so many different universes. I mean, it's just infinite amount. So if we understand how we're all connected and how we're connected to the planets, to the trees, to the animals, to everything around us, then we can get a better sense of who we are, I believe.
Well, I think we can, and I don't know what your time frame is like, but Kamalita, our nature queen, is going to join us this evening, and, you know, she's going to be talking about the red bird. I had a song about the mockingbird. I know about the mockingbird, but I don't know too much about the red bird. I know I love red birds, but, you know, she puts a different type of spin on it. So we're going to give her an opportunity to come in and care and share with us. She's been a very, very busy lady doing a lot of traveling, but she's totally into nature, as we all should be into nature, because, again, as Tiffany with an eye said, we're all connected here. And just because you see that little gnat flying around, or that little spider, or that spider web, there's meaning behind all of that. And we must get in tune. Like I say, we have to keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future and telling ourselves that I'll start from the day. I'll start fresh from new from this moment on. And, you know, things change out here, Mama. Take a look at it. I don't know how you feel about, I know you take me time. I know that there's many of the listeners that understand taking the me time and taking the break and taking the self-care. Why is it so important at this particular time, Tiffany Wood and I, that we do double duty on that self-care? Can you kind of like share that with us? You know, give us some direction on that, please.
Because there's so many energies out here moving, and I was looking at a documentary on energy and our auras and sound. Actually, it was a documentary about sound, but they referenced, not only did they talk about sound, but they also referenced the aura and a couple of other things as it related to sound. But your aura, you know, I think someone took a picture. They had a machine where you could take a picture and it showed all the colors around you and what you were emitting, you know. So we emit like energy, not like energy, but we emit energy. We emit things that connect to other people, to things, and everything emits energy. People, the computer, anything material emits energy. So sometimes you're picking up a lot of different energies from different people, not only yourself and all your thoughts and what's going on with you, but as you're out there, you're picking up all these different energies. So when you come home, you know, it's a time to relax. If you don't feel well, take some more, you know, rest, relax, get better. Because you may not realize it, but because you're taking on these other energies, it's depleting your energy. You may realize that or not, but it is depleting your energy. So rest and taking care of yourself and replenishing yourself so that you can get back into the world. You know, you could take a salt bath, you could take, and you know, Stephanie talks about the different kinds of baths and the cleansing and what you can do to get your chakras in order, and all that plays a very specific part. But as I talk about self-care, the reason why I sometimes don't get out there and I'll have these self-care days is because I know that the energies are going to be high. And when the energies are high, then I'm out there amongst everybody, and then I come home, and I'm like, after an hour of being out there, I'm drained. I'm like, oh, my goodness, because it's the intensity of this. So with everything that is going on with the planets in retrograde and the intensities of just conversation and what's going on in the world, you know, we always bring it back to the individual, and we talk about the individual and your family. So it's very, very important to do self-care so that you can replenish, recharge, and then, you know, go out into the world with a different perspective every day, or, you know, a clean, fresh perspective every day. Because life is going to bring what it's going to bring. There's so many things that we are conscious and unconscious about that are coming at us. So that's why I specifically really focus on self-care.
Yeah, well, we talk about it, and, you know, we use the word self-care here. I use a lot when I'm speaking with others, do some me time. You know, I don't care if you just sit down on a rock and stare at the sky. You must do some me time. Sometimes, Professor Karen Bird, she is the life coach. Her segment last night was on the art of doing nothing, and that is, you know, being extended and then doing nothing, not just like on a lazy day, but getting into that mindset of coming out of that humdrum hassle and rush that we're in, you know, the rush to do this, the rush to do that, you know, we have to have this, we have to have that, trying to go to 94 different places at one time. You cannot be everywhere, okay? And the most important thing is learning how to say no. Okay, say no, and do not put yourself in an environment that you do not want to be in, because that's taking your energy also, okay? It's all about energy. Like we always speak in philosophies, you know, the rock on the ground has a life. The leaf has a life. Everything has a life out there. So therefore, you're right. Everything does carry an energy. And when you get in tune with yourself, and know how to keep yourself in balance and recognize those auras. I can see people coming to me, and I can see their auras, okay? And if it's dull and gray, I turn around and go the other way, okay? Because if you're totally in tune with yourself, you're balanced out. It takes work. That's why we did 7 weeks of a chakra series with Stephanie. Because we hit each and every one of those, and that's what keeps your body aligned. But when you start moving up and get to moving in, all of them are important. But when that third eye opens up, and then that crown chakra, because that's the command post, okay, you have to understand how to get there. You have to know when you're there and what to do while you're there. So I just wanted you to kind of like share with us the ways, you know, you do your self-care that way. Sometimes all you need to do is put your feet in a pail of warm water. That's self-care, okay? Whatever you do to unwind, instead of just being on automatic pilot, okay, the automatic drum. And sometimes until you learn how to do that, you feel guilty. Because you didn't get to those 44 other different meetings, okay? Not coming. Tell me about it. Send me the notes, okay? Because how in the world yourself balanced out if you're going to 44 meetings? You can't. So the most important meeting to me is the meeting that I have with myself, okay? And I do take me the me time. Sometimes it might not be a full hour a day. It might just be 30 minutes, but I just sit down and I said, I'm not doing nothing. I don't care. If the ceiling falls in, don't hit me in the head. I don't care, because that is my time. And if you do not take out time for yourself, and if you're there for everybody but yourself, you're not going to be around too long. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would. It's very, very important. It's very important. And so I do. I mean, I have known that for some years now, and I practice it, because once you get in the, I get rhythm of it, of taking time for yourself once a day, you know, an hour a day, 30 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever that is, that routine is going to be so beneficial, and it has been so beneficial for me. And as I, you know, as I research and go into all the knowing what the energies are, really helps put a perspective on things, so I know how to navigate through these waters out here. So, yeah, I agree. I agree with you about, you know, the self-care and taking some me time. And even if you go and eat, if you, you know, just spend some time having a meal by yourself and just, stay, you know, being there with yourself.
That's true. Get into your own selves and thoughts. Well, you know, I'm noticing that Nature Queen is joining us here. I don't know what your schedule is like, but I'd love for you to kind of like hang on if you can. We're going to bring her in. And, you know, I love it when you two guys are together. It just brings about the excitement. Kamalita, our Nature Queen, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
And wonderful. Welcome back. We know you've been out there in those skies and those clouds, moving about, visiting friends and family. I am so appreciative that you took off the time to come on and tell us about some things that you have experienced. I don't know. I put down, you sent me a picture of a beautiful red bird. Tiffany was on, Tiffany with the Night, talking about the importance of the individual and the family and self-care, and how we, and telling us about the different energies that are out here and how everything flows with an energy. So again, welcome in. Talk to us. Let us know what's happening. We are glad you're back.
Yeah, I joined in and heard some of that, and that was great. I'm just happy to be back. And as usual, I had some interesting experiences, particularly with the animals. I don't know what it is. When I go back to the Midwest, I have the weirdest animal encounters, which is what originally put me on this path of looking up the animals. So while I was there, I had a rogue squirrel. And when I say rogue, meaning he, I thought squirrels ate nuts and berries. I don't know what they eat out in the wild. But here you have a squirrel that comes up to my car in the park, and he starts doing, like, these tricks like a dog, okay? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Are you, like, what's going on here, squirrel? Like, are you okay? Are you sick? You know, I start talking to the squirrel. But all the while, it's, like, making me feel like it wants to just be a part of my life right now. So fast forward a week later, the same squirrel comes up, because I visit that park frequently because it's just a great place to go and chill and catch a breeze. But the same squirrel, I think, comes back up to me. And sure enough, it is obviously used to having human contact and eating human food and all this and that, because I gave it some little muffin that I had, and it ate it. And it was, like, begging like a dog. And I'm like, what the heck? So then the next one, I was hanging out at a pond, and I see all these huge fish. And then all of a sudden, I see all these raccoons, like a family of raccoons are, like, hanging out, doing their little thing, looking like little bandits. I think it's so funny, those guys. But I almost stepped on a frog. I'm just saying this to say that I have these encounters. I've seen a donkey in real life. I don't think I ever seen a donkey. So, but the one experience that intrigued me the most was this red bird. So I'm back at the park. This time, though, I decide I'm going to just park under this little tree. And it's just a little tiny tree. I didn't think anything of it. I wanted to just get a little shade over the truck. And the next thing you know, I hear, like, this wonderful melody. And I hear it, but I'm not really, it's not registering. And it's just singing and singing and chirping. And then finally, I realize I'm sitting under the nest red bird. The red bird is a cardinal. And it was quite the experience, because I've seen that bird many times. And it's so interesting to see the stark red bird fly through the sky, the blue sky, in the brown trees. And wherever it's at, it's so vibrant. And but it's elusive, meaning I don't think it likes to be seen. I don't think it really wants that much attention per se. So anytime I spot it, it always is just for a quick second. But in this moment, it was right over my head. I was under its nest. And so, of course, that caused me to kind of look it up and see, well, what is the meaning of this cardinal, the red bird? And sure enough, it's similar to what Tiffany was saying about being self-reliant, basically looking into yourself. And that's one of the most significant characteristics that I found intriguing, and the fact that this bird would be in my ether at this time, because it's saying that it's a symbol that encourages you to explore, take new direction, take risks, and to really grow as an individual. And part of that growth, it's a symbol, it's encouraging, so they say, a person to have self-confidence, to have assertiveness and power over the self or that their own self. And it also is a symbol of the importance of family, ancestors, home, loyalty, protection, just all these things that I think are so important to us as an individual, most of us. And I thought that was really cool that this bird is just there to show me and to teach me that this is where I'm at in my life, that, you know, it's a reminder to assert myself. And this bird exudes power and it inspires people. And so I think that one of the main goals that I have too is to be an inspiration. So how do I do that? It's to empower myself. You know, so I just think that was really, really cool symbol for this time in my life. And I think that it just is a testament to declaring your own sense of self-worth and to hear the message that you're valuable no matter what you are or where you are or how you are. And, this bird symbolizes that. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's so strange that you picked out the red bird. My sister in Texas, she has a cabinet, and it has about maybe 8 shelves, and it is full of red bird fixtures. She loves red birds. So when I see anything with the red bird on it, I ship it to her because that is her favorite bird. I've seen the yellow sparrow, I've seen the blue jay, but the red bird is very, very rare. I haven't had the opportunity to actually see one moving out there, but this has been so educational because you said it builds up the self-confidence. You know, it's about family, ancestry, loyalty, and it's telling you about empower yourself so that you can continue by others, and more so I put a check mark, about 4 check marks by it's about your self-worth and to understand your value. That is very, very important, and I don't know if Tiffany, if you don't mind, if Tiffany with the knife still on with us, is it something that you'd like to ask Carmelita Tiffany?
Is there a question I would like to ask her?
Yes, a statement or a comment about that red bird.
I just think that it's very, the synchronicity of our conversations this evening, how they all fall in line and how she was talking about the self-confidence and the loyalty and the family and the things, because you're coming into your power. Remember I said it's a spiritual awakening, we're coming into our power, right?
Yes.
So this is perfect that she saw this red bird that is telling her, making a statement about self-confidence, about self-power, because this is that season where we're going to find out a lot about ourselves, and we're going to go so deep into retrospection or, you know, in involving ourselves, that it's just going to bring that spiritual awakening. So wherever you were hung up, by the end of, like, September, you will have gained new perspectives on everything. You will have gained the confidence to walk away from what no longer serves you.
Mm.
And so I just think it was so apropos and very appropriate, not that we talk to each other, because I didn't talk to Carmen Lee, didn't see, you know, we don't speak, but I just love the synchronicity of our conversation and the things that we bring up, not knowing, because we don't have a conversation with each other.
Tiffany, I'm over here just cracking up because you're right. We did not discuss this, and when you were saying all that you were saying, I thought, wow, you know, this is right on point. And then for you to say to have the courage to let things go that no longer serve you, I know we've heard this statement. So many of us have probably heard this, but it's easier said than done for some of us. And the cardinal actually invites us to be strong enough to turn away anyone or anything with bad intentions. And it also urges us to regain our own momentum in life, like to just regain our own power again, just going back to self-reliance and self-introspection, meaning searching the self. And because self-love, I think, Tiffany, you talk about self-love a lot, I think so. And, I think it is interesting that these topics that we're on and this subject we're on tonight is full circle. And it's no coincidence, I think, that three of us are on this subject. I think it's very important in this time to think about yourself, and not in a selfish way, but to kind of, I don't know, do some housekeeping if it's needed, or just strengthening the mind, whether it's physical, mental, and emotional. It's just a great time because it's a new time, it's a new day, and I think those who are prepared to receive the gift, so to speak, to receive the new, the present, they will be the best in the next realm, in the next phase of life that we definitely, in my opinion, are experiencing right now as we speak. So.
Oh, yes, we are. And it's all about yourself. You can't, in order to change the planet, it has to be done on an individual basis first, and then it becomes collective, and then the change can take place. But we must do our own individual homework as we collectively come together for the change to take place. That's the only way that it'll be done. But we must take full responsibility of what is to for ourselves. You know, what is ours to own, and do the work. I know, you know, it can be very difficult, but these energies are going to force you to do the work. If you haven't done it, it'll force you into doing things that you have not done. And that's the beauty of the universe. When the planets retrograde, if you have been so busy, you don't know what time it is, you haven't done any work on yourself, you haven't taken the time for yourself, the energies will force you to do what it is for you to do. Now, if you don't do it now, it will come back around where you can have another chance to do this. But, you know, this time is just so perfect. You know, we've got planets retrograding. We've got things that haven't been done, for 500 years, 2,400 years, you know, planet placements, all kinds of things. And it's such a beautiful time because we're experiencing it now. I mean, some of the planets haven't been in position for 2,500 years, and they were last month, and we were experiencing that. That is, to me, that's awesome. To be in a time where new beginnings and change can take place, and we made it through the hard age where it was fight or flight, and now we're moving into a more loving age, as they say, the age of Aquarius. But we have to prepare for that. So all the old had to demolish, and the new is coming, and the new beginnings are going to be exceptional. So I'm just excited because this is a wonderful time.
Well, I'm excited that we're all on here together and all on the same page. And as I say, we don't have scripts over here. We're kind of spread. We have a little bit of structure, but all anything that comes with waking up with Linda Maxine and the hosts and the persons that come on, we all move from our heart. We all move from our gut. So that just lets me know that the connection and the collaboration here is right. And if I may bring in KD, which came on with The Art of Doing Nothing on the show last night, and she said, it took a pandemic to happen so that we could slow down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It took a pandemic to happen so that now those who did not understand the importance of kindness and love and thinking other than themselves were kind of like, understand it now. Because we've all gone through that mind shift, okay? And when we were not thinking because we were too busy to think, and on that automatic pilot, things happen to make you slow down and take a look at yourself. You find out about your creativity. You find out what you can do. Carmelita has always, that is why she's been the nature queen, been in tune with all the animals. You know, we've gone from the butterfly to the, I just have to list them down, and whenever I speak with, I say, what animal are we going to talk about this time? Because there's meaning there. Nature is what it is, and as you said, Tiffany, you know, it's going to be what it is, and life will bring whatever it brings, but it's up to us, like the little squirrel that was barking like the dog, and you say you almost stepped on the frog, he lets you know not to step on it. You mentioned the word Carmelita, donkey. I remember I was visiting Texas, and a friend of mine, we were sitting out on the back lawn, and we were like, you know, like meditating, and she was doing her morning meditation, and she was chanting, and the donkey started chanting with her. And she never forgot that. She said, that donkey was chanting with me. And it was because, hey, you know, he wanted to get in on some of that good rhythm, too. He said, boy, this makes me feel real good over here. Let me chime in. So when you mentioned the donkey, I thought about that experience. And with the red bird coming with its melody and the vibrant red, you know, not really wanting to be seen. It's like I talk all the time. I said I don't like a lot of attention drawn to me. Even though people think I do because I like hot orange lipstick. But I'd rather just sit back and dance around, and I consider myself a butterfly. I love the monarch butterfly because they just go from flower to flower and taste and do their thing, and they move over. So I think my favorite or my position is that butterfly that sticks and moves that go out there. But also, I like the elephant, too, because that elephant represents strength and tenacity and never, ever, ever giving up. So when you say it's ironic, no, we're in tune with each other over here. We're all moving on a journey to purpose. It is so beautiful that we can connect this way and move with our hearts. See, when you move with your heart and it's authentic, you can never go wrong. So nothing happens. Everything happens for a reason. And like you say, we have to be aware of one another. We talked about the exploration and how that red bird builds a self-confidence, takes you back on family. And then just when you come back in, you know, with the sound and how everything carries energy, because we're all energy out here. And on that note, ladies, I just want to say, whatever you're going to do for this weekend, be safe out there. I appreciate the both of you. I love it when y'all get on here together, especially you two, because you're going to come from different perspectives, and the audience loves that. And if you notice, when I go in and I check the stats, a lot of people like that. They like it, and that's what's important. So we're not here as authorities and specialists on things. We just share and care. It is my pleasure to know the both of you to come on and share and care with us, because we're not here to dictate. We're not here to command. We're just here to share and care. And if we stop one person from jumping off the bridge, we have done our job. So on that note, I'm going to say we're going to close it out. We'll be back Mindful Monday. It is a holiday, but we need to give them something to drive back in on. And for those out there, who are traveling and partying, and I wish I was at Burning Man. I'm just going to visualize that I'm there having fun, getting that human connectivity that's going on out there. That is something to experience. So I'm going to ask you ladies now, let's all go next year. I want to make you commit because it is something to experience. You won't be out in the desert. You won't have a shower. You know, you're like camping out, okay? But it's so much fun. The persons that you're going to meet, you know, you have to carry a lot of deodorant. There's not a lot of showers out there. But it's so much fun that's happening. You won't wake up in the morning with sunrise and just go into your shower. It doesn't happen like that out there. But you just have to rush it. But it is such an experience, and the persons that you will meet. So hopefully we can all three get together and maybe find our red birds. And since that red bird is bringing about loyalty, I'm just going to go see if I can find me a cage of about 6 or 7 the red birds and ask them if I can share their cage with them, because I like what that red bird does. And Carmelita, I love you. I love you. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. Tiffany, I love you, and I know that our listeners love us all because they know that we love them. So on that note, I'm going to call it an evening and just love everyone to have a great holiday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen in to my closeout song because this is what we're all about. Love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You know you contain the power to control. play the song we're singing.
Others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.